Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. The Monster Cast is finally here. I've been waiting for this show all week long. And the lineup today, built kind of on its own. Wait till you hear who we have coming up in the second hour of the program. What you're going to hear in the first hour is epic, I promise you. And we've got a classic roundtable coming up in the third. Welcome, though, inside the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slingers microphone. If you're tuned in on any of the over 200-plus radio stations, nearing 250 radio stations, we do have some new ones to announce. I'll do that next week. Across the nation, welcome aboard. If you're watching on the live stream at Facebook, it's great to have you with me in the studio on the stream. And if you're watching the broadcast on television, in the Northern California market and also the Reno area. And I find another one in there. I don't know. It's the broadcast network is growing. I'll have to get you some more updated info, but it's great to have you with me today on the Monster Cast. Welcome aboard. Like I said, I have a huge lineup for you tonight here on the Monster Cast. But let me start with this today. Canada. What? As Americans watch their liberties and freedoms get flushed down the toilet, as tyrants across the nation are exerting what I believe to be, and I'm sure you do too, excessive and what is appearing to be in some localities, unrestrained power, just north of our borders, Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister, with the stroke of his mouth and the stroke of a pen, has banned over 1,500 firearms from use in Canada because of the actions of one madman up in Nova Scotia. So you're probably wondering, what the hell do I care about that for? Why are you asking? Why do you care about that? Well, look, I really don't. I don't live in Canada, except for the fact that I really do care whether I live in Canada or not for a number of reasons. Because I'm going to tie these two things together for you. First off, we're witnessing unprecedented display of power grabbing in this nation. Unprecedented. Never happened before. Well, it did happen before, but it got put to a stop, didn't it? But it's predominantly by Democrats, such as Half Whitmer in Michigan, where the game on the ground now, by the way, is getting very serious and getting very ugly, as it should. As it should. We're not going to play games with these people anymore here. And just to our north, another liberal is wiping out the rights of law-abiding Canadian citizens, as I said, with the stroke of his mouth. But wait a minute. I just said rights. Canadians don't have a right to bear arms. They have no such constitutional protection or recognition to bear arms as we do here in America. In Canada, the right to bear arms is nothing such. It's a privilege. Granted at the whims of the masters, in this case Trudeau, the baby-faced progressive liberal. You see, now we've seen this play out before across the globe. New Zealand, Great Britain come to mind. Australia comes to mind. We can name others. But this time it's different. Why is it different? Because it's also playing out during a time of a pandemic. At least that's what the World Health Organization has called it. And at least that's what the mainstream media is continuing to call it as Americans begin to open up, at least in free states, and take their freedoms back. Much more about that later on the program today. But it's occurring during a pandemic where we are witnessing the usual suspects grabbing power across the country, around our nation. And the reason I point this out today to begin the program, it's worth noting the reactions of our own lovable, hateful gun grabbers. This is what we want to pay attention to. Forget Trudeau. Forget Canada. They don't have a Second Amendment right. But I'll go there in a minute. Do they really? They do. They just, it's not a Second Amendment right. It's a human right. More on all of this later. But I want you to pay attention to what are America's faithful gun grabbers saying about what's going on in Canada, amidst massive power grabs by the people they want to have in power. You know, the people that want to keep us dependent on government. Nancy Pelosi wanting to give us each $2,000 a month. Nancy Pelosi, $2,000 a month doesn't make my health insurance payment because of, well, it doesn't make my health insurance payment. It certainly wouldn't make my health insurance payment, three car payments, a boat payment, a house payment, my grocery bills, and everything else that I've got to pay to live on. But what does that do? It creates dependency on government. And what a better time to do that than during a pandemic where they can tell us and order us to even stay in our homes, not go out, how far we got to stay away from somebody, or for that matter, whether or not we've tied up boats too close together on the lake. Fascinating stuff. That's why it's worth noting, because what are our own hateful gun grabbers in this nation during this ultimate power grab occurring north of our borders and now here? But that's the ultimate power grab in Canada. Seizing your weapons, taking your, that's the ultimate power grab during a pandemic. What are they saying about it? Are they upset that it's happening, or are they cheering that it's happening? You know the answer to that. Wannabe tyrants. What are they doing here in the U.S.? Those are the same people that are banning open carry. Mayors, rinky-dink mayors in this country banning open carry until the people rise up. Half Whitmer in Michigan saying just today, I don't care whether you like me or hate me, I'm trying to save your life. Oh, thanks for that. I'm not capable of saving my own life and making my own decisions, am I? I need government, you, half-wit, to do it for me. This is what we're facing. This is why what's happening in Canada, which is now the ultimate power grab, is important. Why? Again, because we want to watch and take note of what the gun grabbers here in the United States during this unprecedented power grab here in America have to say about that ultimate power grab up there. Is that what they want for us down here? You already know the answer to that question. Here's the deal, and it's a huge reminder that while Canadian citizens do not have a spelled out Second Amendment as we do, right to bear arms, they do in fact have a right to bear arms. The very same human right that we have here that our founders simply recognized comes from God, not from them. Canadian citizens have the same right from God. It's just not recognized in their documents. And because it's not recognized in their documents, Justin Trudeau can do what he's doing. And what a better time to do it when every power grabber in the world is grabbing as much power as they can. Look, the right to bear arms for Canadians as Americans doesn't come, as I said, from a teenage-looking liberal progressive who, with the stroke of his mouth, as I said, can wipe that right out. As we watch this now, what we're seeing is the fragility, right, of our liberties here in America in some of the examples that I just gave you. It's a stark reminder that our own left wants to do the exact same thing to us. And this pandemic is providing just the opportunity to create that dependency on government. Except in Michigan, where, by the way, we want to go here. Oh, and this is going to upset a lot of progressives. If you're a progressive liberal, your head's going to pop. You might want to turn the dial. I don't think you're going to be able to handle this because you won't be able to understand cognitively what I'm getting ready to tell you because all you can do is feel. So watch it. These are dangerous words. Because in Michigan, lawfully armed citizens have made it very clear that they are sick and tired of half-wit determining when they can open their businesses, where they can go, and how to run their lives, whether or not they can leave one of their homes to go to another home. And while she said she's going to allow this, she's also discouraging it. The governor. And armed Michiganders are having enough of that. And I'm proud to watch those armed Americans rise up against tyrants, closing beaches and deciding our fate as they seek power on their own. It's time to stop being sheep. There's one word I know of, lots of words, but one in particular during the course of this conversation I want to have with you that does not belong in the English language, and that's bah, bah. It's not in our vocabulary as much as they want it to be. And now here comes the controversial statement from this host as we get ready to embark on what is going to be an epic program. While our freedoms and liberties are at stake here in America, we're seeing with our own eyes, watching with our own eyes, maybe, just maybe, when a Michigan politician tells the media that they're frightened of law-abiding citizens lawfully carrying their sidearms in a lawful manner in a place they have a lawful right to be, if that sight scares a Michigan politician, if the sight of that lawfully armed citizen doing nothing but exercising their right by walking onto the Capitol grounds or down the street making their voices heard, hurting no one, maybe, just maybe, that politician is getting the message. And that message is, that we're in control, not you. And they don't like that right here in America as they try and attempt to destroy our liberties and freedoms by creating dependency on government. I mentioned years ago on this show, eventually good, hardworking Americans are going to be forced to make difficult decisions. That time is upon us. And many Americans are right now today, and I'm proud of every single one of them. It's time to stand up. This ain't Canada. The great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, next on the Armed American Radio Video Network Studios. We're watching you on TV. We're watching you at home. We're watching you on Facebook, and we're watching you on the radio. Back after this. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
That's Sebastian Gorka. Rejoined is awesome. I love him. He's great. I got to spend some time with him at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show this year in Las Vegas, and the Desperado Sport Fish Crew in Virginia Beach does support this program, and we love every single one of them, and they know who they are. They're always tuned in. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Let's go right back now to, I'm going to call Sir Gottlieb. Someone on the Facebook Live just put, Sir Gottlieb is coming in. Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, a regular contributor to this program for many years. Alan, how the heck are you, my friend?
I'm standing and doing well, Mark. Thank you.
And, you know, I know why. That's a great thing. You have had a week this week that I'm just going to turn it over to you before I ask for commentary on anything else. Can you tell us about your week?
Yeah, I guess the best way to sum it up is an out-of-body experience. On Tuesday evening, I had a heart attack with a totally blocked artery, rushed by ambulance to the hospital for had emergency surgery, put a stent in that artery, and then had to go back in 2 days later, staying in the hospital 2 days later. They put three more stents into a different artery, and I'm home, I'm up, I'm about, I'm doing everything. I haven't missed a heartbeat, and I don't feel any pain. It's like it didn't happen. I mean, I feel like, aside from some black and blue marks on my arms and my groin, I don't even know this thing happened, and it's kind of spooky that it's all over, done, and came, you know, near-death experience, and I'm perfectly fine and probably healthier than I was a week ago.
And I got to tell you, listeners, viewers, you know, Alan is a regular on this program. Alan and I have known each other for a long time, for a lot of reasons. Probably the show couldn't do what it's doing without Mr. Gottlieb. And the Second Amendment Foundation, of course, as he hovers above all of us, protecting our rights. It was a difficult week. I'm going to tell you, it was a freaky week for all of us that knew what was going on. And Alan, you had a tremendous amount of prayers. And here's what I'm going to tell my audience. I loved it when I believe it was your doctor that said you are going to be around slaying dragons for a long time to come. And thank God for that, right?
Yes.
Bloomberg, watch out. Gottlieb's not going anywhere. God bless you, sir, for everything. And we're already seeing comments come in right now about it. Prayers for Alan Gottlieb. Okay, Alan, you heard my opening remarks. What I wanted to talk about really specifically wasn't Canada itself, but it was, I found this very ironic that while we're watching our liberties be destroyed in a number of ways across the country, and of course balancing that with what we know, the government has a, you know, compelling interest to keep people, we get all that, but we're now watching people get very, very antsy. And then here up in Canada, we see 1,500 guns being taken. Do you believe the anti-guns in Americans are going to praise Trudeau's move up there, or are they going to just give him hell for it?
Oh, anti-gunners in the United States are going to love what he did up there. There's no two ways about it. I mean, anytime somebody bans guns anywhere around the globe, you know, the American gun prohibition lobby is jumping up and down. You won't see any criticism of him, and you'll see him being pat on the back, and probably a bunch of liberal Democrats here in this country talking about how we need to follow Canada's lead.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's exactly what I wanted to watch. That was the point that I was putting out to you listeners and viewers around the nation and around the world. Actually, some of you are tuned in from countries where you've experienced this yourselves. We've got listeners in New Zealand, Australia, Great Britain, and around the globe. You've experienced this firsthand. But it's important that over the course of the coming days and weeks, the goal with what I wanted to talk about and break that comparison was to ask you to stay in touch, join those groups, get on their mail list, watch what they're saying and doing as we move closer and closer to the election. This is a very bizarre time in American history, and it bears watching and it bears noting. Alan, okay, with all of that went on, can we talk about the Walters Kemp case? Do we know anything yet? The case was heard last Monday, a week ago. Tomorrow it'll be a week, right?
Well, let me fold that into the fact of the, well, I'm going to call our COVID-19 cases. Right. You know, we were involved in 11 of them, and there are currently still 8 that are really alive in the courts, even though some of them we've sort of won already, but waiting for court orders and decisions to make sure that they don't implement it again. And the Lisa Walters et al. Case versus Georgia is one of those cases. We're looking at the fact now we've had our oral arguments, and we're waiting for an order on our motion for preliminary injunction, which should be forthcoming. And if we don't win that one, you know, at the lower court level, we're going to immediately move for an expedited appeal, which obviously would be anticipated by the other side as well. Because these one of these cases, we need to really go up the ladder a bit so that we get some higher court rulings that, that give precedence for the future in case these types of things happen again.
Now, it's I want to point out, too, Lisa Walters is my wife. The Walters, if you're just tuning in or you don't know that, the Walters-Kemp case is my wife suing Kemp and others, Cherokee County, a probate judge, and the Georgia Department of Public Safety head, for reasons because they cannot, not just her, but suing on behalf of everyone else in the same predicament, cannot get a permit. You get a marriage license. Probate courts in Georgia are open for business, just not for your firearms, your Georgia weapons licenses. So we want to put a stop to that, as we say it on South.
Let me give a quick update a little bit on some of these cases. There are three of them in California, one in Northern California, one in Central District in California, one in the northern in the Southern District. We're challenging various laws by imposed by cities and counties and political jurisdictions in California, closing down gun stores, gun ranges, et cetera. That are ongoing, and those three cases encompass lots of different jurisdictions. We've also got one going on in New Mexico. That basically New Mexico has just folded their tent and opened up gun stores and gun ranges in New Mexico. We want a court order so that they can't change their mind again or go back on it, and we'll hope to get that court order early next week. We've also got the one in New Jersey where we've already forced New Jersey to open up gun stores, gun ranges, and allow gun sales and start and do background checks, which they shut down the background check system. But we would like a court order on that one as well. And then, of course, we've got the one in Wake County, North Carolina, that now in North Carolina, they're issuing concealed carry permits and allowing guns to be sold again. But we're all waiting for court order finalizing the fact that, again, they can't go back on that as well. And we have a big one going on in Massachusetts right now, is on that same issue. And on the one in Massachusetts, we have a hearing on a motion for preliminary injunction probably coming up next week, I believe, the date is scheduled on that. But most of these cases still have, various hearings, reply briefs due, opposition briefs due, and then, of course, orders and appeals by one or both sides. So we have eight of these cases still very much alive in the courts. In addition, of course, to the five cases the Second Amendment Foundation has pending out of the 10 before the U.S. Supreme Court right now that we might hear something on Monday about. In total, I guess we're dealing with about 40 different cases that are still ongoing in the courts at one time. So our plate is kind of full right now.
Perfect place to stop that right there. There's a couple areas I'm going to take Mr. Gottlieb when we come back from the break. Suffice to say, as you can tell, he's a busy man, and the foundation is 40 lawsuits across the country right now. Five of them, this is where we're going to go when we come back from the break, five of them pending cert in front of the Supreme Court, who is meeting Monday to decide what cases to take. We'll talk about that in detail. How does that work? How do those conferences work? What does Mr. Gottlieb think is going to come out of it? The New York case? That was just the beginning. We're on a roll. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast continues with Alan Gottlieb. And then the fourth segment, Mr. Rob Pincus. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. It really, truly is the best shave I've ever had. I look forward to it every single day. And I'm going to be honest with you right now and tell you that it's also Mr. Gottlieb's birthday weekend. And I sent him a whole kit for his birthday. Alan Gottlieb, but you're going to love it. And I can't wait until you get it. So thanks for being here. Believe me, thank you more than I've ever said before for being here after the week that you've had, sir. Welcome back inside the studios with me, sir.
With you.
Thank you very much. All right, Alan, I'm going to take you to the National Review right now. And the title of this piece pretty much says it all. And this is where I want to spend the segment with you now. The Second Amendment Day of Reckoning is about to dawn. From National Review, just yesterday on your birthday. The ballyhoo over the U.S. Supreme Court's tiptoe around a Second Amendment decision this week might be a gun control celebration a little bit too soon. The Supreme Court ruled this week in New York State Rifle and Pistol v. City of New York. The changes made after the court granted cert, agreeing to hear the appeal, to the City of New York's onerous ordinance and regulations rendered the case moot. That's the ordinance that burdened the ability of the city's gun owners to travel with lawfully owned, unloaded, and locked firearms to destinations outside the city. While the result may be disappointing to Second Amendment advocates, it wasn't to me. I'll explain that in a minute. The silver lining is that a Second Amendment Day of Reckoning may be dawning. And here's where I want to take Mr. Gottlieb for you, listeners and viewers. Justice Samuel Alito wrote in a well-reasoned dissent, which Justices Neil Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas joined for why the case is not moot. He wrote, by incorrectly dismissing this case as moot, the court permits our docket to be manipulated in a way that should not be countered. He also goes on to talk about how they need to take another case. Mr. Gottlieb, you've got a lot of very left-leaning organization, Vox for one, saying don't celebrate. A win for gun rights is coming at the Supreme Court. The left is predicting that. What do you say as the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, and explain to us what's going on Monday and why the day of reckoning is here?
Well, it really took place on Friday, May 1. They had a conference, and there were 10 gun cases, actually nine, that were looked at on that particular conference. Monday, what hopefully will happen is they will release the results of what some of the decisions they made about which cases they may hear and may not hear on nine of those 10. The 10th one, of course, is not set for conference yet because that's the Second Amendment Foundation case, Rodriguez versus San Jose, California, that they've ordered San Jose to respond to. And until San Jose responds to it, they can't set it for conference. I'm sure that's one they're going to set for conference in the future and one they're going to hear. But of the nine that they went through, they hopefully tomorrow they will be announcing which ones they might be taking or will not be taking. And I'm convinced that, you know, when there were nine of them at conference at one time all on gun rights, something is going to get taken. So that's why the other side knows that, you know, their victory in getting the New York City case mooted so that a decision didn't come out from the court is short-lived for their cause. And we are going to get something coming out. The question is what it will be. No one knows for sure, but we might know tomorrow.
And that's a great thing. Listener, you heard me mention that the New York case might be disappointing, excuse me, to those of us on this side of this battle for our right to keep and bear arms. While I was disappointed that they didn't issue a broader ruling, I really wasn't disappointed in the New York case in the sense that we won the case. The New York law was thrown out. The plaintiffs actually won the case. Now they're looking for, Alan, go ahead, Alan.
Mark, let me correct that just a hair. We didn't win the case. It wasn't thrown out. New York City
changed it.
They killed the law and changed the law to moot it. So we have no court decision. What happened is that the lower court that upheld their old law got reversed because, you know, and remanded back to the lower court to look at some of the new law, so to speak. But we didn't get a court decision knocking the law out. The city of New York repealed the law.
Knocking it out.
Correct. They did it so we wouldn't get the victory. That's why Judge Alito said that the court was being manipulated because New York City went and did this so they wouldn't get a ruling against them after the case was already slated, you know, to be orally argued and have a decision on it.
Now, can they reinstate that law?
Yes, they could reinstate the law, and you'd have to start all over again with a new lawsuit and challenge it all over again and go through a whole bunch of years before you got back to the U.S. Supreme Court. And again, that's why Alito talked about they were being manipulated, and he's right.
I stand corrected on that. All right, now, Alan, here's something that's actually kind of fun in a way. You and I spoke last week a number of times, and one of the things that we joked about last weekend on Monday after this program was the fact that you asked me a question. You said, how many months have we been talking about the four cases that we have pending in front of the Supreme Court? I said, my gosh, I've lost track that we talk about it virtually every radio program. And that's when you reminded me, I've lost track too because we have five cases up. So of the 10 cases that are up there, five of them are our cases.
Yeah, of the 10 gun cases for the Supreme Court, five have been brought by the Second Amendment Foundation. And
That speaks volumes to how busy you are, by the way.
Yeah, I had forgotten about Wilson v. Cook, which I don't know how I forgot about, because that's the challenge of Cook County, Chicago's assault weapon ban, which is one of those they looked at on Friday and may decide to hear, and we may know tomorrow.
All right, my question to you, and I know I can hear people screaming this at me right now, which cases, if first off, care to harbor a guess? I know it's very difficult to do, but out of those cases, Second Amendment related, care to guess how many they may take? If you're convinced they're going to take at least one, could it be they take more than one?
It could be more than one. Let me talk about the first of all, what they're about. They're looking at interstate sales of handguns. They're looking at micro stamping and handgun rosters. They're looking at carry cases. They're looking at the assault and this ban. And then the one that is not scheduled quite yet, but will come up shortly, is the one on gun seizures, which I'm sure they're going to take and move our way. But it's hard to say what they're going to do. The interstate sales one is about buying a handgun across state lines, but you don't have to be a resident of the state you live in, since it's the same background check now. That's one that's been hanging there for a long time before the court, and they keep holding it over, meaning there's obviously some judges' interest at the Supreme Court level in wanting to hear that case. Likewise, our case known as Pena out of California, the micro-stamping and handgun rosters, is one they've kept around for a long time now as well.
Right.
Those cases were there prior to the New York City case, and they decided to hear the New York City case and hold these pending the ruling in New York. So those two have a really good chance, I would think, of being heard. There are five carry cases before the court, and of the five carry cases, I doubt they'd hear all of them, but they might choose to, hopefully hear one and maybe take a second. So obviously three carry cases I'm sure won't get heard. They'll pick and choose which ones they want. And then I'm hoping they pick the assault and ban case, out of Cook County. Another one also we have is a SAF case. There's a non-resident CCW case where Illinois won't issue concealed carry permits to most non-residents from various states. And that flies in the face. It's similar to almost to the New York law that they would have taken down. So I don't know. They could hear one of each type. They could just choose one case, and based on the ruling of the case, what we're looking for is that we want, the court to stamp what kind of standard of review that we need, heightened scrutiny, because the Second Amendment is an important constitutional right, and the government, has to show overwhelming compelling interest before they can take your rights away. And we'd like to see that standard of review, which then could apply to all the other cases. They could take one case, rule in it, send all the other ones back down to lower courts to be reheard based upon the ruling in any one of these cases. So basically, if they hear one case, it could be good for all of them. They don't necessarily have to hear more than one, but we'll wait and see.
I'm going to end it right there with Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, because we're getting ready to head into the final segment. Alan, rest up, my friend. God bless you. We love you. You are loved by millions of Americans. The well wishes are coming in on my Facebook stream. And thank you for everything that you do. And happy birthday, my friend. It's been a tumultuous week, to say the least. And here you are giving us the information that we all need. I'm seeing information on the board right now that, Mr. Gottlieb just can't be replaced. And you know what? That's a fact. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, one of the finest men you'll ever meet in your life. Privilege and an honor to know you, sir. Thank you for everything you do. Rob Pincus coming back in here next. Wow, emotional segment. See you in just a few minutes.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
For that amazing rejoin for the crew of the Desperado in Virginia Beach, Virginia. They love you, and they're tuned in right now, and they do absolutely support the program. Quick rundown of sponsors: Bursa, Lead Slingers, the microphone. Come on. Defender Coffee. I'm drinking some right now in the studio. You know, no, you can see the logo on the cup, Defender Cup. Right, they probably don't need that right now at this time of day, but that's okay. Crossbreed Holsters. They are 14 days out on shipping now. No longer 10, 14. You guys are buying holsters like crazy. That's a great thing. They hope to get caught up in the next week from what I hear from the owner. Second Amendment Foundation, of course, gunbroker.com. Patricia Huff will be here in the next hour talking about some amazing guns. North American Arms, huge. We're going to be doing some stuff with Sadie and the crew over there at North American soon. MyPillow, you guys are setting records. It's amazing. Again, this past week, support the right to bear arms when you sleep. Yeah, because Mike Lindell has a promo code for us that supports this program. And a lot of people don't like him doing that, and he does it anyway. That's what we love so much about him. GetSupply.com, shave and support the Second Amendment. Emerson Knives, Car Arms, the GunBroker.com giveaway, by the way. I'm not going to be able to do anything. I can't get to the warehouse to get the bags, so we've decided to hold off on that. Hopefully we'll be able to do that next week. Guess who's on my phone right now? One of my favorite people of all time, Mr. Rob Pincus, founder of ICE, Personal Defense Network, all the training you do over there. Welcome in, Rob. How the heck are you? How was your drive today? We spent a lot of time together this weekend. How's it going?
Yeah, man, it was great to visit, and we made good time. I actually had some time to stop in with Eric Blanford. A lot of people know him as Iraq Vet 8888 on his YouTube channel. Of course, very popular. Yeah. Todd Lapinkas and I spent some time there. We shot some guns and caught up, and then we made it down here to St. Augustine, and I will be at the range in Ancient City shooting range tomorrow morning.
And I'll tell you, Eric, I signed a book for him. Did you give him the Grilling While Armed copy on the way down?
Let me tell you something. Not only did he get the book that you signed for him, but then he and his wife were both super intrigued by the book. We talked about the infamous smoked meatloaf, and then I felt compelled, so that they didn't have to wait to be able to utilize the great recipe in the book.
You gave him some of the rub.
I gave him the whole rub. So now I am rubless down here in Florida.
No, you're not. I've got plenty for you. We'll leave that alone. I've got plenty for you. I'll make sure that you get it. You'll have it before you leave St. Augustine. All right, Rob, you and I have been doing a lot of work together, and it's been a tremendous amount of fun on the live streams during the day. We are reaching thousands. In fact, we're just figuring out how to be dangerous on this, and some of the topics have been incredibly compelling. Rob, I want to get specific with you. I made some comments maybe you heard in the opening segment, maybe not. But Michigan is becoming a hot spot right now with Whitmer doubling down, right? Well, now you've got armed civilians lawfully carrying their sidearms. And some Democrats have made some comments that they're frightened. And I made this maybe a controversial statement, but you know what? Maybe it's a good thing that some politicians are watching lawfully armed people violate no law, being peaceful, as a reminder of who's in charge. Is that a bold statement, man? We're watching our liberties fall apart in front of us.
There's a balance, you know, there's a fine line. I know that just talking to people around Michigan, it's not just Democrats that are concerned about that. Now, I don't know if some of the more conservative people that I know up there would use the word they were fearful or that they were afraid. But there are a lot of people that are concerned watching what's going on in Michigan. You know, I told somebody today, people forget just how deep the roots go in Michigan with sovereign citizens and militia history and things like that. So when people see armed Americans protesting, some of them pretty aggressively inside the state capitol with firearms, they get concerned. So as always, I call on my fellow American gun owners to be responsible. And that means not only the ones that are there, but also the ones that are talking about it, the ones that are either cheering those people on or maybe wishing that they weren't doing it the way they're doing it. I think we all need to take a breath and think about how we discuss it and what it is we all may be concerned about. And obviously, that's the escalation to real physical violence. And it's so easy for that line to get crossed. Once you have guns in play, you have a lot of angst, you have a lot of anger, you have a lot of concern. And yes, there is fear. There's fear. Some of those men wearing plate carriers and carrying guns are afraid. They're afraid of what's going to happen to their families. They're afraid of the economic collapse. Maybe they're even afraid of the way we've handled coronavirus, and the coronavirus is going to hurt them or one of their family members. So there is concern, there is fear. And whenever there's those raw emotions, we need to really think about taking a step back and a deep breath and then having conversations and dialogue to move things forward. Most states have backed down in the face of pressure. And even in Michigan, while the stay at home has been extended, there have been some relaxing of the restrictions. Now, do I think the restrictions are fair? No, I've made that very clear. We've made it very clear in our daily video show that people can see it, you know, around noon Eastern every day. We're very clear about the idea of responsible rebellion, but that rebellion should be responsible and take other people into account, as well as the people who might misinterpret well-meaning Americans that are legally armed expressing their concerns.
And they've been doing that, by the way, listeners, viewers around the country and around the world for many, many years in Michigan. This is nothing new. Rob, I'm glad you brought that point up. Michigan does have a deep history with the militia movement over the years. Lawfully, I might want to point out. And of course, let's not forget the fact that there's a lot of the politicians that will use lawfully armed citizens in a situation like this to claim their fear to gain political points to their advantage and turn it into a gun control issue down the road in the state. That, unfortunately, that's just the times we live in, and that's the way politics are being played in the United States today. Rob, you're going to be down in Florida. You said you're going to be on the range. Are you teaching down there right now for the next couple of days?
I'm not going to be teaching. No, I've got some private stuff set up down here. Of course, we're doing video. I'll be doing our broadcasting, doing our daily show tomorrow. I'm recording some stuff for Personal Defense Network. I imagine right now, as we discussed over the weekend, as I told a lot of people, I think I am going to get back to teaching in-person classes on the range in June. And the first ones will certainly be on the schedule for here in St. Augustine. You know, I took a big pause in March because none of us really knew what was going on. I don't think anybody from the federal government to the United Nations, World Health Organization, nobody knew. So after talking to a lot of people, I decided the best thing to do, the most responsible thing to do, was to go ahead and just postpone or you know, cancel the tour for this year and postpone those classes, we'll certainly get all those classes back on the schedule at those venues, and we will get all the instructors involved and do everything we were going to do eventually. And I didn't know. It would have been irresponsible for me to say the second week of March when that was going to start up. But I'm feeling very confident with Florida reopening restaurants and other businesses tomorrow, at least for partial occupancy. Of course, Ancient City Shooting Range has been operating with good physical distancing and good sanitation and everything else that we've had at the range all along. We've never closed. And we'll be back. I'm gonna open up a class, put it on the schedule probably within the next week, before the end of this week. I'll put a class or two on the schedule for June and get back to teaching in person. You know, obviously, it remains to be seen whether we'll be, you know, wearing gloves or wearing masks or physical distancing more than we normally do in classes. I mean, our people are usually more than 6 feet apart anyway because we have a very dynamic, active range. But at the same time, you know, we may take extra precautions. But, you know, tune in. We will. That is all to be determined based on what happens as Florida and other states are reopening now. And we all watch very closely to see if hospitalizations increase, you know, a week to 10 days from now as a result.
Wow, what a perfect place to stop. I mean, you literally stopped right when the music ended. Rob, that's the professional in you. You've been doing this with me for a long time. Thanks, man. Glad you and your beautiful daughter, who we miss already, at Armed American Radio Ranch, believe me. We're glad you guys made it safe. We're looking forward to doing the Facebook live stream hits with you for the foreseeable future every single day, 12 noon, 9 a.m. Pacific, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You can watch Rob and I discuss the current events of the day, and many, many thousands of you are, and we appreciate it very much. Coming up in the next hour, Kimberly Coulter. That last name may ring a bell. Yeah, she's Ann Coulter's niece. She's going to be here. Oh, we're going to have a fun conversation for 30 minutes. Wait till you see what she's got going on. And then in a pre-recorded segment, two segments, Patricia Huff from Gunbroker is going to be here. We're going to go over new and used rifles and shotguns. You're going to love it. Don't go away. Back right after this on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. Yeah!